Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jay, Stu, and Sarah.
Hello from Con Bravo.
We're actually getting the chance to meet someone who's got, I think, 4 YouTube channels?
It's all one channel, but there's a bunch of different shows just all on the same channel.
Okay. Well, the nice young lady we're here with right now, her name's Kaluna, and it's great to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you, too. So I do 4 different shows because I like to do a lot of things and I like to bounce between them. So that way I don't really get bored with one. I kind of was like, oh, this one's giving me a lot of trouble. Let me go do this. So my main review series is Screenshots, where I review movies, video games, anything like with a screen. And that's just kind of a hodgepodge of just things like nostalgic, new, just kind of doesn't really matter. Just something I have something to say about. I have a Let's Play series called Backlog Heroes, where me and my friends chat about video games while playing them.
Nice.
I have a more analytical series called I See What You Did There, which is mostly Game of Thrones videos now, which seem to be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And I'm also doing a retrospective on the Sailor Moon, like, history of, like, everything. The manga, the anime, the live-action series, and that is the Sailor Moon retrospective.
Nice. Yeah, I was checking out some of your shows and doing the preparation for the interview, and we're interested in Sailor Moon. Sarah's, one of her teachers at college was Roland Parliament, who did the voice directing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For Deke or for Cloverway? The first dub or the second dub?
The first, back in the 90s.
Okay, because there were two. There was the first two seasons was one company, and then the two other two seasons were a different one.
Well, we're going back to the very original English dubbed.
Okay,
so Toby Proctor and all that.
Okay, that probably
way back.
Yeah,
and Roland was the voice director, but before he was voice director, he was the voice of Melvin Butler.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the other voice director left the show.
Oh, no.
And they said, you know how to do this. Do you want to kind of take over the reins? And he said, okay. So he had two hats to wear.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Cool. Where did the love for Sailor Moon come from, actually?
Being 5 years old and a girl.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
That would do
no,
it.
No, yeah. The original dub came on when I was a little kid, and I don't know how it is in, like, Canada versus the States, but we had... two different kindergartens. We had morning and afternoon, and so I had morning kindergarten, and I would come home, and then Sailor Moon would be on, so I would watch it. And cool. As I got older, I found the Japanese version, which is a lot raunchier and much less for kids.
Yeah.
And then I just found the live-action series in middle school, and just I kept finding all these things, and it was just one of my favorite things to watch, so that's why I wanted to do a video series about it.
Cool.
Nice. And what was the origin of the YouTube channel? How did you get into it?
Well, I was a fan of several reviewing sites, like Channel Awesome, which is one of the sites I'm on now, actually. And I had always seen that, oh, hey, I can talk about nerdy things in a video and people would want to watch it? No way! So it took me a couple years to figure out the style I wanted to do, which is why I have 4 shows, because I just couldn't decide. And I just decided, you know what? I'm an English major. I like to write really extensive scripts and talk about nonsense for a long period of time. Might as well make a career out of it.
Nice. Nice. I have to tell you, the review you did on Spider-Man was just hilarious.
That was a Patreon request? So that was not something I had seen before? Yeah. It was, it took a long time to get that one done. That is a very rough pilot to sit through.
Oh, I remember it,
It's very, very boring. Like, I even said in the review, guys, you're seeing, like, the best parts of this. There's just 20, 30 minutes of nothing. Nothing but, like, shots of the city and 70s music.
Yeah,
I expect the Brady Bunch to pop in at any moment.
They could have done, actually, a crossover. That would have been cool.
It wouldn't have surprised me.
No.
Well, I mean, the lead actor was one of the kids from The Sound of Music, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing that. Yeah.
And one
research.
Of the middle Vaughn
yeah.
children.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see he went up in the world.
Oh, yes.
Any future plans for bad superhero TV or movies?
I tend to leave that more to the professionals, because there are several other people that I know who are far more, like, they do much more research there. It was something that they're more interested in. But that's why I have the Patreon, because then it allows people to decide something for me to do. And I always have it, so you give me, like, a few things to decide between, because what if I can't find the footage for it? What if it just doesn't work out? Or if it's just to give an option and maybe I'll know one of those things that you want me to do, maybe not. But yeah, like I might be focusing on some television series that have like superhero themes to them, but less like Marvel DC and more like kind of kids cartoons.
Oh, nice. I saw the video where you said this was your first con appearance and your first time in Canada.
Yes.
How'd everything go for you?
Pretty well. It's almost the same as the States, but just minor different. It's like a parallel universe.
Okay.
But just only teeny things are different. But like the money was a bit of a weird thing. I was like, it's shiny and plastic and see-through. What? I can't remember off the top of my head, but certain phrases are a little different, like just like idiosyncrasies and just kinds of small things. But yeah, overall, enjoying it. Everyone's really polite, which is nice.
That is not a stereotype. That is actual fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm having a really good time, and I hope I can come back next year.
Oh, cool. And now, other than Sailor Moon and Game of Thrones, what other things do you geek out about?
Oh, gosh, so many things. Digimon is a big one for me.
Okay.
Sailor Moon, Digimon, Game of Thrones. Oh, it's so hard because those are probably the top ones that I've done. Persona, the Persona series is a video game series I really like. Danganronpa is also a really big one. I'm going to be doing a series of videos on that soon. So probably those.
Cool.
Like JRPGs are usually my favorite kinds of video games.
Cool. Well, I just got to tell you, it was great meeting you, and I'm glad you had a good time in Canada. And where on social media and where on YouTube can people go to check your stuff out?
Okay, guys, you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/KalunaReviews. I'm on several different websites where they embed it, on Channel Awesome, on Geekvision, and Circle Plus, which is an all-female reviewer website. You can follow me on Twitter at KalunaReviews. I have a Patreon at patreon.com/Kaluna. And, that's about it.
Great. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we look forward to seeing more stuff from you in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.